There is a piece of modernistic music by Charles Ives called The Unanswered Question. That's an intriguing title because we all have a whole lot of unanswered questions in our lives. Unfortunately, the music only asks the question, with its strange dissonances and unsteady rhythms, without offering even the hint of an answer. So we are left with all our unanswered questions unanswered, including the biggest one of all at this time of year. What do you want for Christmas? What do they want? What does anybody want? Children have no problem with this question. They have lists of wants ready-made by the advertising industry, downloaded directly from the web and delivered to Santa Claus on the internet. But the older we get, the harder it is to know what we want. At least that's my experience. It's easy enough to look through a closet and decide that you could use some socks or choose a book or a CD. But what we really want, that's a huge, terrifying existential question, and most of us don't like to think about it. I once read a short story called The Second Tree from the Corner by E.B. White, which seemed to answer the question like this. We do know what we want, and it is so inexpressible, so unfathomable, that we can never quite see it clearly, let alone say it in words or get it gift-wrapped from Amazon. This seems to me very perceptive and explains why we have to invent things to want that turn out to be unsatisfying because we don't really want them at all. If we don't know what we want ourselves, how can we possibly guess what other people want, even those nearest and dearest to us? Gift cards are a kind of solution, but they simply toss the smoking bomb into the hands of the recipient, who then has to worry about what they want. Some people ignore the whole impossible question and just pass unwanted gifts along, more or less at random, from one year to the next. It's efficient and economical, but scarcely generous. However, the starting gun has gone off, signalled by the appearance on Thanksgiving Day of the most popular saint in Christendom, Saint Nicholas, patron saint of pawnbrokers, also known as Santa Claus, also known as Father Christmas. This has traditionally marked the opening of the holiday shopping season, so time is running out. The unanswerable question gets harder to answer every year. We scarcely need anything, or at least nothing reasonable. I don't know how billionaires deal with this problem. Another private jet, perhaps, or another private island. But within the realms of possibility, we're content, and therefore we have no gift ideas at all for ourselves or anybody else. I like to think that this is a sign of maturity. When I was a kid, I wanted everything. That's the way kids are. But there must be some advantage in growing up, and perhaps this is it. After a certain age, we should be allowed to enjoy the holidays without the gift anxiety, and just appreciate what we have. This is David Boucher.